This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Early this morning, we got word that the U.S. and Iran will exchange prisoners today after billions in frozen dollars reached Qatar, a key part of the planned swap, say officials. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
On the U.S. side, Washington has said the planned swap includes Saemek Namazi, who was detained in 2015 and later sentenced to 10 years in prison on internationally criticized spying charges, and Emad Shaghi, a venture capitalist sentenced to 10 years, and Morad Tabaz, a British-American conservationist of Iranian descent who was arrested in 2018 and also received a 10-year sentence. A U.S. official has so far declined to identify the fourth and fifth prisoners. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Auto Workers are beginning day four of their strike against Detroit automakers GM, Ford, and Stellantis. The pay racked up by CEOs is a big part of their argument for a big worker wage increase. In Ukraine, six deputy defense ministers have just been fired. No explanation for the firings, but the government has been investigating accusations of corruption in the military related to purchasing equipment. Here in the U.S., federal prosecutors are charging former President Trump with scheming to overturn the 2020 presidential election. And in an interview aired yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press, he was asked if he fears going to jail.
No, I don't really. I don't even think about it. I'm built a little differently, I guess, because I have had people come up to me and say, how do you do it, sir? How do you do it? I don't even think about it.
Authorities say they've recaptured the nine juveniles who escaped from a detention center in Pennsylvania last night. They escaped from the detention facility northwest of Philadelphia after a riot. It's called the Abraxas Academy. This is AP News. The entertainment update now.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. Rolling Stone co-founder Jan Wenner has been removed from the board of directors of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which he also co-founded. It's because of comments he made to the New York Times last week for his book The Masters, in which he defended not including any female or black musicians because they did not meet his test as a master of rock and roll. Drew Barrymore will not resume her talk show after she faced criticism because three of her writers are striking members of the Writers Guild of America. She had resumed taping last week. Barrymore writes on Instagram she will pause the show until the strike is over. Rapper Jeezy has filed for divorce from TV personality Jeannie Mai after 2 years of marriage. Meanwhile, actor Hugh Jackman and his wife, actor Deborah Lee Jackman, say they are ending their marriage after 27 years. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.